Nehemiah chapter 8. By the time the seventh month had come, the Israelites were all settled in their towns, and on the first day of the seventh month, they all gathered together in Jerusalem at the big square that is inside the water gate. Ezra, who was the priest and scribe of the law, which Yahweh had given to Israel through Moses, was asked to get the book of the law. And so he brought it to the place where the people had gathered. There were men, women, and their children, all listening. And there in the square, by the gate, he read the law to them from dawn until noon and explained it to them. Ezra was standing on a wooden platform that they'd built specially for this. There were men standing at his right hand and some at his left hand. As Ezra stood there on this platform above the people, they were all looking upon him. And when he opened the book, they all stood up. And Ezra said, "Praise Yahweh, our great God." And all the people lifted up their arms and said, "Amen, amen, so be it." And they knelt, worshipping with their faces to the ground. So they respected God's word. Now, whether they really did, I'm not sure, because the exiles basically didn't do as they should have done, and they didn't really rebuild the city and the temple as they were intended to. They did it, but not as intended. And all the prophecies in Isaiah and Jeremiah about what was to happen at the restoration, they didn't really fulfill. But they showed externally that, yes, we respect God's word. Oh, you're going to read the Bible, as it were. Oh, we stand up in respect. And that is how we should be. That this is God's word, and this is not like any other word of men. So they rose and they stood in their places, and the Levites explained the law to them. Don't forget, the people generally couldn't read. They were illiterate. And that's why teachers of God's law had such a responsibility. Now, though today people are literate, that is, they can read, they also don't really understand, and you've got to give people the text of the Bible with explanation. So they explained it so that the people could understand. And one reason why Israel went wrong was because of the Levites not doing their job. They didn't explain God's law. They just got on with their own lives, making money, etc. When the people heard the law's requirements, they began to cry. In other words, they realized they hadn't been obedient to it. And, of course, that was really the fault of the Levites for not teaching it to them. So Nehemiah the governor, and Ezra, who was the priest and scribe of the law, and the Levites who were teaching the law, said to the people, "This day is holy to Yahweh, so don't cry. Return home and keep the feast. Share your food and drink with those who don't have enough. Today is holy to our Lord, so don't be sad. May the joy of Yahweh be your strength." So, yes, we do sin and we don't do as we should, but he's saying, look, don't wallow in that "we miserable sinners" kind of thing. Rejoice in God's love to you and reflect what he's done to you by being generous to the poor. The Levites calm the people down and urged them not to be sad on the feast day. The people returned, ate and drank joyfully, and did share what they had with others, understanding what had been read to them. The next day, the heads of the tribes, together with the priests and Levites, came to Ezra to study the law, and they discovered that the law which Yahweh gave through Moses commanded the people to keep the Feast of Tabernacles, and that they were to dwell in booths, that is, little temporary shelters that they made out of palm fronds and things. And you see that they didn't even realize they were supposed to keep this feast. So it just shows how far away they'd gone from God's law. So they commanded all the people throughout Jerusalem and the other towns and cities, "Go to the hills and take branches from olive trees, myrtle trees, palm trees, and make shelters or booths according to what is written in the law of Moses." So the people took these branches and built these booths, like little temporary tents, on the roofs of their houses, which would have been flat, of course, in the yards, in the courtyard of the temple, and in the public squares, All the people who'd returned from captivity built these booths and lived in them for a bit. This was the first time they had obeyed this since the time of Joshua, and everybody was joyful. From the first day to the last of this feast, they read portions from God's law each day. They kept the feast for 7 days, and on the eighth day, there was a solemn ceremony, as written in the law. So they'd not kept the Feast of Tabernacles properly since Joshua. Well, this was a long time ago. So it just shows how really weak Israel were, and yet God loved them so much despite all their weakness and disobedience to him. And why is so much of the Bible taken up with the story of Israel's weakness? Well, I think it's to encourage us that although we're so weak, God does really want to work with us.